This is your evening news roundup from WCMU for Wednesday, January 13th. I'm Amy Robinson. Some COVID-19 restrictions are set to be lifted in Michigan this weekend. The state health department says indoor group exercise and non-contact sports can resume if people stay socially distanced. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says some restrictions on indoor dining could also be lifted at the beginning of next month.
We're working on a path to allow indoor dining at restaurants with safety measures such as mask requirements, capacity limits, and a curfew starting on February 1.
In order to continue with the lessening of restrictions, Whitmer says the state must continue to see a drop in infections rates, COVID test positivity rates, and hospital beds available to coronavirus patients. Even if reopened, restaurants will see capacity restrictions and curfew. Michigan officials, including the governor, are blaming the poor rate of vaccinations in the state on a lack of supply. State Chief Operating Officer Tricia Foster has been in charge of the state's vaccine rollout. She says the Trump administration has under-delivered on its promise of providing 300,000 weekly doses.
There is currently not enough supply to allow every eligible Michigander to obtain a vaccine appointment. We're as disappointed as you.
Michigan is currently getting just 60,000 of the Pfizer COVID-19 inoculations per week. Governor Whitmer says logistical issues such as freezers, paperwork, and scheduling of a second shot have hampered the rollout as well. Local health departments are fielding hundreds of calls and emails as residents try to make appointments to get COVID-19 vaccine. Taylor Wisner says many people will have to wait because there aren't enough doses to meet demand.
During a virtual news conference Tuesday, Munson officials said it could be a while before its patients 65 and older can get a COVID vaccine. They say the infrastructure for administering doses is ready, but health departments and hospitals aren't getting enough of the vaccine to meet demand from the many seniors that live in the area. The state sent less than a quarter of doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines local officials requested. Here's Munson's chief medical officer, Christine Nefsey.
We got less than 1,000 doses this week of a vaccine, and we've been told we're not receiving new Moderna vaccine until the end of the month. So what we request and what we want to give out isn't always the same as what we receive.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the federal government is responsible for the delays. She says the incoming Biden administration has committed to send more doses. I'm Taylor Wisner.
Two Democratic state senators have reintroduced bills to ban all firearms in the state capitol building. This comes in the wake of armed individuals storming the Michigan Capitol in April and the U.S. Capitol last week. The bills would exempt law enforcement and capitol security from the ban. The Michigan State Capitol Commission voted earlier this week to prohibit only the open carry of guns. There are exceptions for law enforcement and people with concealed pistol licenses. Spokesperson for Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey says he supports a ban on open carry, but not concealed carry. Michigan is expected to file criminal charges against former Governor Rick Snyder and other state officials for their part in the Flint water crisis, according to the Associated Press. Eli Newman reports.
New criminal charges would be a major development in a state investigation that restarted in 2019, after prior charges were dropped and a fresh probe began. Attorney Corey Stern represents about 3,000 children poisoned by Flint's water and helped negotiate a $641 million civil settlement. He says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency could face new scrutiny.
If they found potential criminal liability on behalf of the governmental actors, the EPA should be extremely concerned at a minimum about its civil liability in this.
Since 2014, thousands of Flint residents have been exposed to lead-contaminated water. At least a dozen people died after an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in the majority black city. I'm Eli Newman.
Shipping on the Great Lakes is full speed ahead, but the season wraps up Friday with the closure of the Soo Locks. COVID-related delays in the early shipping season led to a busy end of the shipping season. Eric Peace is head of operations and communication with the Lake Carriers Association. He says when the Soo Locks are closed, shipments stop. So it's now or never, at least for the short term.
There's an extreme high demand for iron ore, so we're trying to get it to the facilities here on the lower lakes as fast as we can. But what happens over the winter is those stockpiles dwindle, and then they need to be resupplied as soon as possible so that they can continue to operate.
Peace says the locks are set to open March 25th, but there are some talks already of opening earlier this year to make up for lost time. It's the end of an era for movie lovers as one of the last remaining mainstream video rental stores closes its doors. Family Video is closing all its locations, and as Laura Michael tells us in Cadillac, employees are feeling the loss.
Employees at the Family Video in Cadillac say while the end may have been in sight, COVID and the demand for streaming services sped up the company's demise. Erica Barnes is a store manager at one of the two Family Video locations in the city. She says she's relishing the final days.
I am trying to enjoy every moment I have with my customers. A lot of them that are coming in are regulars that I may never see again.
Family Video owns close to 250 stores in the United States, 58 in Michigan. The company says all will be closing. I'm Laura Michaels, WCMU News.
That's your evening news roundup from WCMU for Wednesday, January 13th.